John Bayliss at the piano. That's what I call a stroke of genius, merging the world of Bach, the counterpoint, the dotted rhythms, the jig-like pattern there, dance-like pattern, together with a melody that is very familiar to us, Penny Lane, a Lennon-McCartney tune, and putting those together into a Bach little jig. That is the morning music here, right here on the Jukebox. I'm Daniel Vnukovsky with you. Welcome to the show. And with that note, I have a fellow pianist who dropped by, and we were just smiling along. Christopher Burton, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Daniel. What we just heard put me in a great mood this morning.
Wonderful. just brilliant. We were laughing along. I mean, in a good way, because it's just brilliant.
It's perfect.
So well done. Who would have known Penny Lane in the style of Bach? Lennon McCartney with little wigs. That would do the trick. All right. It's Christopher Burton, and he is a well-renowned guest now for the Jukebox. He's been back and at it every couple of months here. We have a special concert at his series at Grace United Thornbury, just that little quaint town north of us, beautiful town. And how long have you been running this series, Christopher?
Well, I started at the church in 7 years ago. It's almost exactly 7 years ago. And as part of my interview, they asked me if I would be willing to start up or revive a chamber music series. And so I've been working on that for almost these whole 7 years. Of course, COVID kind of got in the way of presenting stuff, but we've done some very interesting concerts over the years.
You have. And I think back, Elmer Eisler Singers.
Three times now.
Bravo.
Three times, yeah.
Speaking of a revival, you've done wonders there.
Well, thank you.
Congratulations. And you can get all the details at graceunitedthornbury.ca. You can see the upcoming concerts. And in one of those concerts, I'm actually performing. I see my name here. Saturday, April 5th, 3 to 5 p.m., Grace United Church.
Yeah, that's kind of
funny.
Should
we switch seats?
As I was driving here, I was saying, how is this going to work?
Exactly.
Am I going to be interviewing you about the music, or are you going to be asking
me? Let's play musical chairs.
Yeah.
Well, this is a lot of fun. I love this program, and I'm doing this concert together with the Odin Quartet. We've talked about them numerous times. Ronald Royer was also here talking about the Scarborough Philharmonic. That's his team there, his musicians. Well, tell us a little bit about the concept behind this, and how are tickets, by the way?
Well, tickets are going well. As you said, they're available through the church website. They're also available at Thornbury PharmaSave, and you can come to the door on the day of, and also prior to the concert. Our administrator is in the office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and she has tickets available.
So, how many seats do you have in the church there?
For the Eislers, over the years, we've squeezed in about 185.
Okay.
So
nice.
It's a good
quaint atmosphere.
And
yeah.
Beautiful acoustics.
Right.
You've never played
piano
before. It's a very nice Mason and Hamlin.
Ah, nice.
I'll tell you a little bit more about how that piano fell into my hands a few years ago.
But, oh, good. Tell us the story. Mason and Hamlin, some people may not even know that name. It rivaled Steinway at one point.
They were
fantastic piano maker.
In the early 1900s, Mason and Hamlin's were from Boston, Steinway's from New York, and they had this rivalry, kind of the way the Yankees and the Red Sox treat each other, you know?
Good analogy. Yeah, I love those pianos. I owned a Mason and Hamlin for some time, and my piano tuner said you can take a sledgehammer, it will not break. It was made unbreakable.
Well, people have said that this is the heaviest piano they've ever had to move.
It is.
Yeah.
Amazing construction. Yeah. And they have this little spider-looking thing, a tension resonator on the bottom that keeps everything nice and tight. Have you ever looked at the bottom?
I haven't crawled that low.
Okay. That's what we pianists do from time to time. Well, the program is really interesting. It's Ronald Royer. We have one of his works, the Dance on Overture. And we have the famous Robert Schumann Piano Quintet. And Clara Schumann was supposed to premiere that one, his wife, and she fell ill, and it was Mendelssohn who actually premiered it. A little historical trivia there. It's an incredible work. I have quite a bit of practicing to do with that one. It's a handful of notes.
Well, you're playing the Schumann quintet. I'm playing the Brahms these days, and so the Schumann came a little bit before the Brahms,
right.
But they're both, you know, the biggest and greatest pieces of
Absolutely.
That genre. Yeah.
Yeah, pinnacles of chamber music repertoire.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then we're bringing in this interesting work by Simon Bertrand, a fascinating composer, which was inspired by the Schumann.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that'll be a fascinating little addition. And it's the story goes that Simon Bertrand, his mother played the Schumann, including the Träumerei from Scenes of Childhood, those beautiful gems. And then as she aged, her memory started to lapse, and she would only play fragments. And and so he captured that feeling of his mother, you know, now unfortunately with Alzheimer's disease, capturing those fragments of Schumann, you know, that she would just come up to the piano, play a little bit, and then, you know, retreat. And he put that all into a composition called, in German, he used German, in Ungenaue Erinnerungen, which means imprecise memories. So that'll be a nice
I've got lots of imprecise memories.
I'm getting there too, getting slowly joining you there. But it'll be a fascinating work.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, yeah, tell us what else is going on for the series you have at Thornbury.
Well, this is the biggest concert for this spring term, let's call it. We do have other events at the church going on. Thornbury Jazz Fest has three concerts coming up. Ken G and the Guelph Chamber, they are coming to my church on a slightly different arrangement, but they're doing, I believe, three concerts at the church
Wonderful.
Over the next few months. Ken is a wonderful chamber pianist as well, and it's always a thrill to hear
Great, him. Great. And where are you doing the Brahms? Brahms you had mentioned?
I'm playing it in Toronto.
Okay.
Here's the poster.
Oh, here's the poster. Let's take a look here. Friday, April 25th. Okay. So our Toronto community can check this out. It's at the Old Mill. Wonderful. Friday, April 25th. You can catch Christopher Burton with some friends playing the Brahms. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's in aid of the Toronto Ukrainian community.
Okay.
You might see the names of some of the people playing.
Yep. Great. Can I hold on to this?
Absolutely.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Well, if you're up in Thornbury, lots of music activities going on. So if you're up here and you'd like to catch me, myself, and the wonderful Odin Quartet playing the Schumann Piano Quintet and the work by Simon Bertrand at Christopher's series here in Thornbury, check out graceunitedthornbury.ca. graceunitedthornbury.ca. And that's coming up very soon, April 5th, Saturday, April 5th.
Yes, may I just interject
that
some promotion for this had a little mistake. It said Sunday, April 5th, but it is Saturday.
It is Saturday.
It is Saturday.
Good, good. All right, I'll be there.
I will too. And we'll get the piano tuned.
Wonderful. That's great. That's always a good sign. Hey, thank you, Christopher.
Thank you so
Appreciate
much.
You stopping by. Yeah. And let's pull out one of the movements from this, Scherzo. From the Piano Quintet in E-flat, I have my mentor here, Menachem Pressler, and the Emerson String Quartet.